USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Indiana University Health, the biggest hospital system in the state, has announced that 125 staff members are no longer employed there after refusing to comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A spokesperson for IU Health told Newsweek that the employees who refused to get the shot resigned. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, joined Fox's America's Newsroom Thursday to weigh in on General Milley's China allegations.
There were multiple members of the administration that thought they knew better than the president. That's a very dangerous thing. There is only one president at a time. And for you to go and have the call with the Chinese, there's nothing wrong with that. For you not to tell the president that you had that call with the Chinese and for him not to be aware, that's the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A diner was shot in the leg at a high-end Manhattan restaurant this week. New York Councilman Joe Borelli joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss the city's crime surge.
This is a risk-reward calculation, and these criminals have seen headline after headline of bank robber gets out with no bail in New York City, and they decided that we don't even need a clever plan. We just need to go up and rob people.
Borelli says the criminals are aware that the criminal justice system has no more teeth. The largest U.S. banking lobby groups banded together on Friday to make another push to kill a proposed bank account reporting law. In a letter to U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the lobby group said the proposal would create reputational challenges for large financial services firms, increase the cost of tax preparations for Americans and small businesses, and create serious financial privacy concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A member of the FDA advisory panel explains why he voted no on COVID boosters for most Americans.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. In a separate vote, the panel unanimously approved recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. Dr. Paul Offit is the director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and a member of that FDA advisory panel. He tells CNBC why he voted no on boosters for the general public.
Well, I think what we were being asked to do in part was to do what Israel was doing, which is to just offer the vaccine generally for people over 16 years of age. But the data that are generated in Israel, we think, are at variance with the data that have been generated in the United States. We've had a number of studies done here showing that the vaccine, the protection against severe disease holds up. It's held up through the Delta variant. It's held up for all age groups. So protection against serious disease is still excellent with the vaccines that we use here.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In a September 13th interview, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, rejected the reconciliation process being used to advance Democrats' expansive $3.5 trillion budget bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.